I'm gonna listen to him.
And but see, then those streams then get more consistent. Die,
you cannot
like,
say
right.
that about
he,
me,
but
though.
He had already had streams before.
Yeah, he had.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything be alright.
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
After a year away, the Brass Roots Festival of local brass bands is back. The Brass Roots 2021 Festival is Saturday, July 24th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Seed Song Farm in Kingston, with performances from Funk Rust Brass Band, Hot Hand Band, Kokoto Brass, Novi Hitovi, the Ocean Avenue Stompers, and the What Cheer Brigade. There'll be more at the Brass Roots 2021 Festival, Saturday, July 24th at the Seed Song Farm in Kingston. You can read more about this on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 10, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
Name's Jada. I'm 10, and I live in Elizaville.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate. And bookish things.
Things. Man, you didn't let me say bookish.
I didn't get to say it either for a long time.
Yeah, we gotta take turns.
I've got most of the book dishes, so I guess that's fair.
Yeah, we take turns here at Bound by Books.
Yeah, sadly, I steal most of other people's turns. I try not to.
Most people don't mind.
I try not to. I try doing unison, but other people don't really catch on with that.
It's hard to do on Zoom because Zoom doesn't really allow for unison.
Yeah, no. Unless it's chat unison, that actually it wouldn't be next to each other. It'd just be blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
But anyways, we're here every week talking about books. And we already said that, but we're going to say it again because we've been chatting so much. So we are going to do that today. And we're so glad that Jada is with us after a very long break. And last week we had Fahim with us for the first time in a long time. And George is back after a brief hiatus.
Sorry about that. I was in a camp that was in Troy and I couldn't make it home on time.
So we were just about to start talking about books. I'm wondering, since we haven't heard from Jada in such a long time, maybe we'll start with Jada today.
No, I'm not prepared. I'm always reading. So I read this book called The Double Cross and Other Things I Learned While Being a Super Spy. I think that's the name. And it's a really good book. I recommend it to anyone who likes adventure and spies. And, of course, double crossing. Well, it's a very complicated plot to explain, but just look it up. It's a really good book. I really recommend it.
Who's it by?
I don't have the book with me.
Oh, it's a mystery. You'll just have to use some spy skills to figure it out. Mm-hmm. That's cool. What's it called again? So we can look it up.
The Double Cross and Other Things I Learned as a Super Spy.
Is the main character a young person or an adult?
I think he's around 11, 12.
Okay, cool. Sounds fun. I like a good spy story. They're pretty fun. Have you read many spy stories or books like that?
Nah, I found it and I thought it would be good and it was. What about you, Georgia?
I think Georgia's read some spy books.
Yeah, spies. I really love spy and mystery. I like the mystery books where you figure out the mystery along with them, but also I like the books where you figure it out along with them, but then for shows, I like it when they, show it to you. But not too much, because if you showed too much, then it would just be stressful. Sorry, yeah. It's too dark over here.
It's okay, our radio listeners can't see it.
What'd you say?
It's okay, our radio listeners can't see you anyways.
True.
Well, Georgia, did you want to talk about a book?
It's called Wolf Pack, and it's by Abby Wambach. It's a really good book. It's kind of like her talking about how to find yourself and be yourself. I'll read the description. From rising young star to co-captain of the 2015 Women's World Cup champion team, Abby Wambach discovered what it truly means to be a champion through her extraordinary soccer career. Whether you're a leader, leading from the bench, or demanding the ball on the field, real success comes when you harness your inner strength, forge your own path, and band together with your pack. In this young rares edition of Abby's instant bestseller, Wolf Pack, she traces her journey from youth soccer to the Hall of Fame, inspiring kids everywhere to unite as a pack and unleash their power. You are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the wolves. This is a June Library Guild collection. And I forgot to add, this is the Young Readers Edition. If you don't know who Abby Wambach is, she is a famous soccer player. And for a while, she held the record for most goals made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not a great anymore, soccer player.
She's my favorite.
I feel like she made a lot of headers, too. I wonder if she has a record for most goals scored with your head. I wonder if they have kept track of that. That's just what I remember about her, is making a lot of header goals.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That sounds like an interesting book. I love when they make young readers editions of these books. So I know you've read a number of them.
I read a bunch of Little May parts of the Young Readers edition of The People's History by Howard Zinn. Would not recommend that for children 9 and under. It is truly heartbreaking. Please, please listen to me. It is heartbreaking. It's real history. I'm not going to deny it, but it's heartbreaking. They actually made a Young Rare's edition of it. It's just as truthy. I'm glad I know the truth.
Truthy. Just as truthy. Do you like reading books and being heartbroken, or do you not like reading books and being heartbroken?
If it's like fiction, I don't like that. But if it's like Howard Zinn, like real history, I'm fine with it. I just like knowing the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I like about Howard Zinn is he tells the truth.
You should put that on his next book as a blurb. Georgia Jassy says, Howard Zinn tells the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that. Fahim, do you have a book you wanted to share?
Yeah, I have a book. Mine is called The Dark Tower by Stephen King. First book called The Gunslinger Born. I discovered it like probably 2 days ago. I think there's a chapter book version of it. This is a graphic novel. I was surprised that it's, I think it's in the also in the Marvel Universe. Whoever this main character is, I haven't read it yet, but I can tell you the description. So the men in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. Stephen King began Roland Deschain's mid-world quest towards the Dark Tower in a series of short stories, appearing first in the magazine of fantasy and science fiction in the late 70s. Then, as a limited edition Donald Grant novel entitled The Gunslinger, as the years unfolded, King returned repeatedly to Roland's odyssey and the fascinating world through which it coursed, eventually completing the seventh and last novel of this magnum opus, The Dark Tower, in 2003. But now Midworld has found a new home, where the power of Stephen King's imagination is joined by the visual splendor that only Marvel Comics can bring. Dark Tower, the Gunslinger Born, introduces Roland, a boy on the cusp of manhood in a world decaying at the edges, spinning in the grip of evil. Robin Ford, author of The Dark Tower, a concordance and King's right hand in matters, Midworld brings his creative vision to comic book storytelling. Peter David, one of Marvel's most popular writers, cannily recreates King's idiosyncratic storytelling style in adapting the narrative and dialogue. Jay Lee and Richard Esenov are an art team working at the top of its game. Their vivid line work and color and anime unforgettable images that capture the beauty, the grotesqueness, the humanity and horror of the Dark Tower's landscape and cast of characters. Bring the history of the Gunslinger into chronological order for the first time. The tale begins with a reckless act of courage that gains Roland his first set of guns and earns him and his friends, Godbert and Alien, a mission to Hembry on behalf of the Affiliation, an alliance resisting the ruinous advance of the Goodman, quote-unquote the Goodman, a monster named John Fersen. Meant to be safe expedition, the mission becomes instead Roland's first experience of the evil forces he will encounter again and again. In a myriad of juices, when he meets the beautiful Susan Delgado, he discovers the power and pain of love. More than anything, he learns the things worth killing for. So this book is a series by Stephen King. So I'm guessing it's a horror book. And it also has Marvel Comics. It's also tied to Marvel Comics. So it's, I'm guessing, like a superhero, supervillain, scary book. It's very interesting. And I'm very excited to read it.
Technically a super scary book. Get it? Superhero and super scary.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm curious about, I haven't really looked at those. I haven't read the novels that it's based on, but I thought it was interesting that they made graphic novels.
Yeah, I think two graphic novels, it just gives the reader much of an image of what the story is actually telling.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it's like, I guess, produced or like in part with Marvel, like especially with their like comics and everything, the colors and everything, I guess, the animation, it's just great. It's really, really great. So express the story better.
Mm-hmm. That's a series, so if you like one, you can read more.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they've ever made that one into a series or not. I can't remember. Because a lot of Stephen King is made into TV series or movies. I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
I think I saw like a movie called The Dark Tower. I'm not sure if it's based on that. I think I saw a movie. Something close to that.
Hmm. Perhaps. Well, I hope you enjoy that. I have a book to share that I read recently. I listen to the audiobook, as I do, because I love audiobooks. And this is a middle grade novel by Supriya Kelkar called American as Paneer Pie. And I'll read the description for it. An Indian-American girl navigates prejudice in her small town and learns the power of her own voice in this brilliant gem of a middle grade novel full of humor and heart, perfect for fans of Front Desk and Amina's voice. And I loved Front Desk, by the way. As the only Indian-American kid in her small town, Lekha Divakar feels like she has two versions of herself. Home Lekha, who loves watching Bollywood movies and eating Indian food, and school Lekha, who pins her hair over her bindi birthmark and avoids confrontation at all costs, especially when someone teases her for being Indian. When a girl Lekha's age moves in across the street, Lekha is excited to hear that her name is Avantika, and she's Desi too. Finally, there will be someone else around who gets it. But as soon as Avantika speaks, Lekha realizes she has an accent. She is new to this country and not at all like Lekha. To Lekha's surprise, Avantika does not feel the same way as Lekha about having two separate lives or about bullying at school. Avantika doesn't take the bullying quietly, and she proudly displays her culture no matter where she is, at home or at school. When a racist incident rocks Lekha's community, Lekha realizes she must make a choice, continue to remain silent or find her voice before it's too late. It is a very good story. I really liked the characters, and I think a lot of kids reading this book would be able to relate to it, being, you know, somebody that stands out as different or like has to, feels like they have to act one way at home and one way at school. And I think some people will also relate to the other character, Avantika, who's, you know, feels like she's able to,
what's the title?
Be herself in both spaces, her true self. The title is American as Paneer Pie. Paneer is an Indian cheese, if you didn't know.
That sounds like a really interesting book.
I've loved that. And the audio recording was really good. The reader was great.
I just found this on my back. I know what this is, though.
What is it?
So pretty much. I was AJ and I were camp today, same camp, same group. And there's this girl in our group named Trixie. She's really nice. I have a lot of friends at camp. But Trixie gave me her Roblox account and she put a piece of tape and put on my hand. That I stuck the tape onto the back of my backpack. And I think when I put the backpack on, it might have somehow gotten stuck on my shirt somehow.
Yeah.
So I just found this on the back of my shirt, which is
at really camp today, we were exchanging emails and things. And at the same time, I'm chatting with the Molly and Mia from camp. Yeah.
That's nice. You can make some friends at camp.
World today.
Yay. What's your camp like? What do you do at your camp?
Art, it's art camp.
What kind of art are you making?
It's Camp Omai. It's really fun. Do you know the Art Omai Sculpture Park?
Mm-hmm.
It's camp there.
But what kind of art are you making?
A bunch. So pretty much there are three studios. 2D studio, Mia's studio. We just call it that because there's a bunch of different stuff, which is pretty cool about it. And then 2D studio. In 3D, we do three-dimensional projects. In 2D, we do two-dimensional. And then in Mia's studio, we do a bunch of fun stuff, like make bouncy balls out of like starch and some other ingredients that usually go into slime, or like making fry bread or painting watercolor. It's really fun. Art Omai is great. And then also there's a little hidden pool, art residence there to swim in the pool. And then it's just a really great camp. I'd recommend it for anybody who lives in the Hudson Valley. It's in Ghent. It's only a few minutes away from my house. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a fun place to go for a walk. You can discover all sorts of different sculptures.
And Camp Omai is great. It's for ages 4 to 11, I think. Or like 4 to 10. Yeah. 4 to 10 or 11. And then there's a teen camp. And then you can recommend Camp Omai. It's great. Make a lot of friends there. The counselors are really nice. It's great. It's amazing. And they're really, really dedicated to teaching kids art. And they're so nice. And every morning, they have a special greeting. This morning, it was a Mongolian greeting where you hug and then breathe in, like sniff each other. I was kind of open to it. A lot of kids said, ew, but it was good.
George and I just hugged. We didn't do the sniffing part.
I did. I thought you did.
No, I didn't. And then turn and then hug and then good.
But poor Georgia hasn't been sniffed.
Well, also you just breathe. Sasha said you just breathe in and don't have to like, you just breathe in.
Sounds relaxing.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah, it's actually kind of a cool green though. I liked it. It's Mongolian and the camp director, Sasha, she travels all over the world educating kids and teaching them art. She's incredible.
Awesome. Sounds like a really nice opportunity. Yay. Well, does anyone have anything else they wanted to share or anything they're excited about?
Oh, and also the past 2 weeks I haven't been on the radio show because I was at camp at Emma Willard. Yes, the Emma Willard, the very first all-girls school in our country. And it's in Troy, and it's 50, yes, you heard me, 55-0 minutes away from my house. It's in Troy, so I couldn't attend because I couldn't make it home in time. But I really like it there, so I'd also recommend Emma Willard. Pretty much you pick electives online like a month or two before, and then you like get put into pods. It's just a really great cramp. Not cramp, camp. A really great cramp. It's a really great camp. And also, they serve lunch there. They have a lot of options. They literally have an ice pop day. Friday is pizza fried. They have pizza and lemonade. And also, all of the days, they have this giant basket of potato chips. But food's not the only reason Emma Willard's great. It's also just great in general. So I recommend Camp Omai and Emma Willard Camp.
Great. I also realized since I'm talking to a bunch of readers, I should note that we have our summer reading program going on. And for all ages, we have, of kids that is, so up to 18, we'd probably let a 19-year-old participate too because they're still teens. But you can... When you read books this summer, we have reading logs and you can fill out a reading log. And if you read 5 books, you get a raffle ticket to enter a raffle. So for each reading log that you fill out, so every 5 books, you can get a raffle ticket and get entered in a raffle. And we're gonna do 2 drawings during the summer. The first one I think is this week, whoa. Maybe it's already happened by the time people are listening, but there'll be another one in August. So make sure to submit your reading log. It's going to be for a gift certificate to a local business. And whoever wins, we're going to see what some of their favorite local businesses are and choose from that.
And then, what I think is I'm probably, if I did the raffle and I filled it out, I would probably have 20,000 raffles because I read that much.
Yeah, well, that's why you should enter because you'd have pretty good chances of winning.
Yeah.
And we're doing different winners for different.
So I'll just read a lot of books and then I'll have like 10 raffle tickets.
It'll be you versus Jada and then somebody will win that just put in one.
It probably
because it is random, so they could win.
Yeah. If you read a lot of books, though, you get a bunch of raffle tickets, and then you'd get higher chances of winning because one of those raffle tickets would win. Imagine if it's like 50 raffle tickets of your own and only one other person did a raffle ticket because everybody else dropped out. And then somehow, like, the person with one random raffle ticket gets it.
Could happen.
How do you, like, draw it? Is it, like, the bingo thing where you just roll it up and then...
I think we'll just... It depends on how many we have, I guess, what we'll put them in to pull one out. But we're doing it by age group, too. So I think we're doing a little kids, tweens, and teens. So we'll have... I can't remember if it's two or three winners. I'm clearly not running the raffle, but... I am suggesting people enter it because one thing I've learned is that
library.
Sometimes people don't enter raffles. And so if you enter, you have a high likelihood of winning, but you don't have a likelihood of winning if you don't enter.
You can't win at all if you don't enter.
Yeah. So if you're an avid reader out there between the ages of 1 minute and 19 years of age, you can participate.
So any age.
Any age if you're a youth, a young person.
Well, if you get a book read.
I'm doubting that 1 minute year old will be able to read. But if you are, that's great. Enter it.
Well, a parent could read with their child and count it. But my guess is that a newborn baby's parent is probably pretty busy and probably not reading them and submitting their raffle tickets.
What would be really funny is my sister has all these books called Bob books. They help learn to read. So I could just read all of them. There are 25. So that I'd get, how many? I'd get 5 raffle tickets. That wouldn't count though.
Yeah. I think if you read them with Sadie, that would be different. But really, Sadie should read them too.
Yeah.
And then Sadie could enter.
She could enter.
True.
Yes, why do you reread the same book?
My sister,
as long as you really reread it.
My sister has the Bob books too, but she graduated.
I read years ago, so. Bob books, so I can probably just go.
Well, we're just out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time and that they write those reading time books on their reading logs and submit it to the library so you can enter the raffle for summer reading. Hooray! But we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading!
Happy reading!
Bye!
Bye!